Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the national checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. The Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, December cattle futures now front month with the activity from last week, and the premium it carries over cash is not quite as great as it's been for quite some time. Traders are more excited over the prospect of stronger cash through the end of the year, but one would not have thought that due to the activity from Friday. Dressed cattle in the north up about $4. The south gained about $2 last week. The anticipation is this week that packers will need to be aggressive again as they need cattle to satisfy brisk chain speed. Hogs may have turned a corner technically, but may struggle fundamentally this week. Technically, a double bottom was established, and buyers, with the buyers stepping into the market, accomplishing the task of closing one upper chart gap on Friday. Fundamentally, cash continued to struggle with the national direct afternoon price down 82 cents. Pork cutouts were $2.52 higher, which may provide some support if gains can hold true. Now, higher wheat prices at all three exchanges, with Minneapolis wheat leading gains. At one point last night, Minneapolis wheat saw gains in the December contract as much as 10 cents a bushel. The gains in Minneapolis have been spectacular, with many in the trade questioning how far they need to go. If Minneapolis wheat has proven anything over 15 years, it is to never question how far a move can go or how much pain this market can inflict. Corn prices slightly weaker from the overnight, trading just below the highs from Friday. If corn prices close lower today, it would mark the end of the impressive six-session winning streak, which will be the longest streak since April. The rally the past couple of weeks is being attributed to surging ethanol margins, stalled out harvest in the central and eastern Corn Belt, and what had been a dry stretch for Argentine growing areas. Weaker trade in the soy complex overnight as November soybeans head deeper into delivery, and January soybeans show pennant price action the last several sessions. The coiling nature of trade in January soybeans would suggest an imminent breakout, with technical theory arguing for that breakout to be higher. And we'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, December live cattle down to 105, 129.27 Friday. February down 152, 134.22. November feeder cattle down 107, 156.57. January down 145, 156.12. December hogs up 87 cents, 76.07. Kansas City wheat, December down 4 1/4, 785 3/4. March down 4 1/4, 789. Chicago wheat, December down 4 1/4, 785 3/4. And March down 4 1/4 at 789. December corn up 5 1/2. 568 1/4. March up 5 cents at 576 1/4. November soybeans up 2 cents, 1235 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.